Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to take a look at creating a custom HTML helper for an MVC application. So let's do a little setup here. Let me create an MVC application. So we'll add a new project, and we'll pick ASP MVC2, and let's just call this MVC VB. Now this demo is going to be in VB, but when you download the sample source code, there'll be a C# version of it as well. So we'll just create this MVC project, and we won't do a test project for the demo. So let's just create a controller and a page for our little demo. So we're going to add a new controller, and we're just going to call this HTML helper controller. And now let's go down to the views. Let's add a new folder. We'll call it HTML helper as well. And actually, let me go in here. Let's add the new folder first. And then we'll add a view inside of that. And we're just going to call this index. And then it'll map over to our index method or action in our HTML helper controller. So what we want to do here is to create a custom HTML helper. And just for a quick review, what the HTML helpers do is they assist you in writing some HTML output for your page or your view. And for example, we could go like this, and we can go into the HTML property. And in here, we can see a number of helpers, a list box, radio button, etc. So for example, we could use the text box helper. And that has a number of overrides here that help us in creating the text box down in our view when it's rendered. So what we want, though, is to create one of the HTML helpers that's not currently available. So for example, what we're going to do here in the demo is create an image helper. And what the image helper will do is allow us to create an image such as, so let's say you have a group of thumbnails on a page. So in order to do that, we have to create a separate module. So what we're going to do is we'll just create a folder here in our project or our MVC project. We'll go in here, and we're just doing this for organizational purposes, separates it out a little bit. We'll call this the HTML helpers folder, and then inside of this folder we want to create a new module. So let's go in here and let's add a new item. And we'll pick a module, and let's call this module the helpers module. And let's put it in its own namespace just to separate things out. And so we'll call this HTML helpers. And we'll just move the end namespace down here. So we need to create a function inside our module that represents the entry point and the logic for creating our image helper. So let's create a public function, and we'll call this the image helper, and we'll pass by val into this. Now we'll call it the helper as an HTML helper. And then we're going to return from this a string which represents the HTML that will be ultimately written out to the page from our view. Now we need to make this also an extension method. So what we're going to do is we're going to add an attribute. And let me just go back over here. Just put the correct. There we go, got the brackets now. We'll put an underscore. So now this is going to be an extension method for the HTML helpers. And we're likely missing an import, so we'll just use a little helper there, so to speak, and put that in. So let's just put a sort of a plug-in here. So just put an returning in an empty string. And now let's just go back over here. What we're going to do is just test out that we have this much correct. So we're back over here. Now we need to import the namespace that contains our helper right here into our view, the index view. So we'll go in here and we'll go down and put an import directive in and the namespace. And let's set that. Let's see, it's called the mvc.vb or vb, sorry, vb.helpers. And let me just go back over here, and I think I got the name. It's HTML helpers. Okay, so let's just make that right here. We'll just put HTML. Now let's just recompile our solution and make sure everything is there correct. So now if we go down here into our HTML, and let's just see if our helper is there. We'll go HTML dot, and I don't see our helper in the list. Ah, I know what we forgot to do. Let's go back over here to our helpers class, and we need to make this a public module. All right, now let's go back over to our page. Let's just recompile our solution. No errors. Now let's go down in here, and I think the IntelliSense will now show our image helper, which it does. You can see it right up here. Let me move up there at the top. So we're getting our helper, and at this point it would just output an empty string. So now we need to go back over and flush out the rest of the logic. Now as it stands now, our helper doesn't really do anything. It returns an empty string, but we also need to be able to take some information into the helper so we know what information can be put out on the page. And one of the things we're going to do, we need an ID, and we'll put that as a string, and that would be the ID for the HTML image tag, and we'll get to that in a moment. Let's see, we need a URL as a string, and for the image tag we're also going to need the alternate text, so let's just call this alt text as a string. So now we have a little more information coming into our function, and let me just get rid of this return statement, or actually we'll just leave it. Let me just put a few blank lines in there, and now we need to do something with that information to format it for the outbound page. Now we're really going to be dealing with a URL here, and there's already a URL helper, so let's start off with that. So let's dimension a variable, we'll call it URL helper as a new, and we'll make an instance of the URL helper, and we can see that that wants the request context, and that comes from the HTML helper. So we'll go helper dot view context dot request context and pass that into the constructor for our URL helper. So now we have that, and now we need to construct an image tag. So we need a tag builder, so let's dimension, let's just call it builder as a new tag builder, and it wants the name of the tag. In this case it's going to be an image tag, so we can put that right in the constructor. And we need to, let's see, we got the ID up there as a parameter, so let's do that. We need to take our builder and we can generate an ID, and that, as you see, is a method that takes the ID or the name as a string. And let's put in the value coming in as a parameter. So there we go, we got our ID, and now we have a couple attributes. Let's see, we have the URL, and that becomes the source attribute. So we can go to our builder and we can go to merge attribute, and let me just hover over this for a moment so you can see that. Let me back it up. Well, there we go. Let's try this again. And you can see it adds an attribute to the tag, use specified key value pair. So what we're going to do here is the key we're going to add is the source attribute, and the value is going to be the URL, that inbound parameter up there in the function definition. So that adds our source, and we can see we also need to add the alternate text, so we're going to do the same thing for that. So we'll do the merge attribute again. So for this, we want to specify the alt attribute, and in there we're going to put our alt text that we got inbound as a parameter as well. So now we've dealt with all those inbound parameters. We have them in our image tag. So now we need to modify our return statement a bit here, and we'll take out this empty string. And what we want to do is take the builder that we've used to construct the tag, and we want to string. Now we want to have an end tag here, so you can see tag render mode is what we want. So we'll go tag render mode, and let's see, end tag, that is what we want. So that's going to close out the image tag when it writes it out to the page. So now we have a much more robust image helper that's actually going to output the information to our page. So now let's go back over to index.aspx, and you can see now we have an error here because it knows that we need some of those inbound parameters. So let's add those and then open up this page and take a look at it. So this is an image helper, and so let's put a little image inside of our project here so we have something real to display on the page. So we're going to go in and add an existing item, and we're in the Visual Studio 2010 image library. If you're not familiar with that, it's down under Program Files, Microsoft Visual Studio 10, subfolders called Common 7, and just dig down around in there and you'll find the folder. But there's lots of good images there in case you're not familiar with that. So let's see, let's just take this image here and let's just gonna rename it a little bit so we don't have this long name that we have to type in for our demo. So we'll just call it print view. And now we want to flush out the parameters for our HTML helper class. We need an ID, so we'll call this image demo, and then we need a URL. So let's go /content, and what we call it printview.png. And then we need an alternate text, so we'll just call it the demo image. And as I'm typing this URL, I realize that we are missing one thing back in our helpers class. And we put the straight URL in here, and what we really wanted to do is use that instance of the URL helper that we instantiated up there above. And on the content of that, we want to pass in this URL. There we go. Now we'll get the proper URL generated for our helper. So I'll go back over here, and it should be all complete there. Let's take a look at this. So we'll open up the page, and if we've done everything correctly, we should see that image, and there we are. See it on our page. So actually, let's just go in here and view the source while we're at it. There we go. And we will scroll down here, and there is the image tag that we created with our HTML helper. All right, so we'll close down the browser. So you can see how much easier this made it for us to put images on our page and use this image helper. Now, one of the other things I found in some of the HTML helpers that I've created is that you might want to have several overrides for the constructor. And for example, let's make this one a little more robust. And what we're going to do, we're going to go over here and we're going to add, let's see, what are we going to add? We're going to add a parameter called HTML attributes as an object. And you may have seen this in some of the other HTML helpers if you have worked with them at all. And then what we would do is we'd go down in here and we would say if that HTML attributes that we passed in, there it is not equal to null or nothing, then what we would do is we're going to work on it and pass it in and into the construction of our tag. And to do that, we'll go up to the builder and we'll go to that merge attributes again, and in this time instead of attribute, okay, attributes, and what we're going to pass into that is a new instance of what's called a root value dictionary. Let's see if we can find that here. Root value dictionary, and I'll leave the IntelliSense up for a moment. You see, it represents a collection of key value pairs that you can use in the routing framework. So we'll say yes to that, and either we can create an empty one, or we can pass in a dictionary, iDictionary, or you can pass in the values as an object. And we already have that in our inbound HTML attributes, so we'll go HTML attributes and we'll pass that in. And so what this in the end is going to do is it's going to take one to many attributes that we add into our class or our function here, and it's going to add them into our tag. And I can, let me just, there we go, one more closing parentheses on that, and we're all set. So now that we have this one, we may not always want to pass in the HTML attributes. What we can do is let's just create an override for the constructor. We'll go up here. First we'll do this, and we'll get another function, then we'll go up here. And in this one, we will not take in the HTML attributes. Get rid of that. And now what's going to happen here is if we get this, we're going to call the image helper below. And you can see now we have two overrides for the constructor. And we are going to pass down, let's see, the helper, the ID, the URL, and the alt text, and we're going to pass nothing down for the HTML attributes. And wait, let me just go up here. There we go, put our return statement in. So now we have two overrides for the constructor, one where we have HTML attributes, one where we don't. And I just wanted to do that because I think many times when you create these helpers, you may have at least one override and want to make sure that you're familiar with how to do that. So we sort of, well, let's just go back over here and let me just quickly go like this with the IntelliSense and HTML helper. And you can see we now get those two overrides. Let me just back off. There we go. We get both overrides, and there's one with the attributes. There's one without the attributes. So let me just get rid of this so we don't have a problem in the demo code. There we go. Okay, now it's back to the way we had it. So that's an example of creating a custom HTML helper, in this case for putting image tags into your page or view. So if you run into situations where you have a common task or a common tag that's something you'd like to put into your pages, you should have a good basis here for taking this example of an image tag and using it for whatever situation, whatever tag you're trying to put into your own pages. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with the video. As I mentioned in the beginning, it comes in C# as well as the Visual Basic we used here in the demo. And then you can use that as a starting point for your own work in creating a custom HTML helper. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on creating a custom HTML helper for an MVC application.